Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to this week's edition of the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, Ken Adeblu. And today we're changing things up a little bit, talking with a third-year assistant coach for Montana State Billings, Natalie Visger, as she takes over for Kevin Wooden this week. And Natalie, before we get started, not to throw a curveball at you, but let's talk a little bit about you from the standpoint, because we haven't had a chance to talk yet on the Coaches Show. Obviously, you're an MSUB product, came through the system here at MSUB, and now you're back coaching with the Jackets. You know, I would imagine from the standpoint that you are a former player here, had great success. It's got to be fun to be back with this program.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really like the girls, and I like the atmosphere at MSU Billings. The school's great. I think we have good support, and yeah, I'm real glad to be back. Almost feel like a veteran now, my third year, so.
Yeah, you spent some time in Germany. I know playing some competitive ball over there before taking over the coaches. Was it kind of a goal of yours to get back into coaching?
Yeah, it was, and I kind of figured if I didn't get back after 3 years in Germany that I probably wouldn't make it. So that's why kind of why I left, just to get back into coaching.
Yeah, and you're still going to school, is that right?
Yeah, I have my thesis left. I'm kind of taking my time, so I'll be done with my master's at the end of this summer probably.
Are you planning on continuing coaching down the road? I mean, is it, you know, a lot of times assistants, obviously, they'd like to get into the head coaching ranks. Is that a goal of yours, or is that just, is this just something to kind of bide time? And I was going to say, till you get a real job, isn't that a nice way to put it? But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal for me, is to become a head coach. I really like the Division II level, but that's my passion. I can't see myself really doing anything else right now, so head coaching is definitely in the future.
The thing I like, too, is the fact that you coached here at MSUB, and you know, and I know that certainly anytime somebody goes to a coaching level, you know, they have a vested interest on how well that team does, but particularly from the standpoint that it's still, and this wasn't very long ago that you played with MSUB, obviously you have a very, very strong emotional ties to the university and how well they do.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a pride thing. I know as a player I put every effort forth just to win, and I know my teammates did too, so as a coach I kind of have that self-pride as a Jacket and being a Jacket as a player, and coaching doesn't change, so yeah, I definitely am connected that way.
Tell us what, kind of take us into the mind or the process of an assistant coach. I mean, a lot of people, it's interesting, I've been hearing a lot of interviews with Pat Summitt lately. I mean, she's got 999 wins, just missed out on getting 1,000 last night against the University of Oklahoma. But I don't think I've ever heard her interviewed where people have talked about her success, when, of course, she always talks about the great players she's had, the great support from the university, but she always talks about the great assistants she's had. They're very, very integral to the success of a program. So for lack of a better way of putting it, tell us what an assistant does and some of those duties that you bring to this Yellow Jacket program.
Well, I have different aspects of my job. I wear a lot of hats, but right now in the season I do a lot of scouting. I'm in charge of that. I also have, we have two volunteer assistants who help me with that, but we break down opponents, watch a lot of film, we go over statistics, we try to match up our players best with them and how we can be successful against certain teams. That takes a lot of my time. And I also I work with the computer side. I have to put the games on the internet. I have to make sure that the opponents are able to view our films. I deal with practice schedules. I design a little practice here and there, but mostly, Kevin puts me mostly on the defensive side, and we kind of try to work together that way. He deals mostly with the offense, and I deal mostly with the defense, and that's kind of what I do right now in the conference season anyway.
So when you have a bad defensive game, are you the one they yell at then?
Well, I was just looking at our stats, and we're giving up too many points, so yes, you can yell at me for that.
We're going to talk a little bit about, obviously a lot about what happened this past week on a two-game road swing when y'all went 0-2, and then further down the road, of course, in this program, we'll talk about this week's very, very good opponent. The Yellow Jacket Coaches Show is brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurant, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. Second part of the Coaches Show coming up.
Since 1937, Conlon's Furniture has been the premier home furnishing shopping choice in Montana, the Dakotas, and northern Wyoming. Conlon's features a wide variety and assortment of major brand furniture and home furnishings to satisfy the first-time buyer, the heirloom seeker, and the most discriminating decorator. Conlon's has major brands like Lazy Boy, Broyhill, Sealy, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, Palser, and Cochran. See exclusive collections manufactured specifically for Conlon's and marketed under Conlon's private labels. Custom order options are Conlon's specialty, and Conlon's offers great financing alternatives. You owe it to yourself to be comforted by Conlon's.
And welcome back. Today, talking with the assistant coach for Montana State Billings women's basketball team, Natalie Visker, as they get set to take on the top team in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, certainly up to this point of the season, Alaska Anchorage. In fact, arguably, maybe the best Division II program in the country up to this point of the season. But first, let's talk a little bit about last week. Tough week. Lost to Northwest Nazarene in overtime. Now, I had a chance to see Northwest Nazarene when you played him here, and if somebody would have asked me before you went down there, I would have said, yeah, this is going to be a game that's probably going to come down in the last couple of minutes, because they played you very tough on your home court. Very, very good ball club. Two teams that are evenly matched. But just kind of looking at the play-by-play that I was kind of going over it, it appears this was a game that was very much in your grasp.
Yes, it was. It was very much a game of runs as well. They started up off pretty well. We came back. We were down very many points, I think four at halftime. And then the second half, they went on a run. I think we went down by 12, and it looked like it could have been a real tough situation from there on. But the team responded really well, I thought. And we had some different players step up, and then we came back. And the lead was exchanged a few times, and I think I remember looking up at the clock with 38 seconds to go, out of timeouts, both coaches. And we were up by 4 points, had the ball and the possession arrow, and we just couldn't get it done. They run a really nice 1-2-2 full court press, and they have all year long, and we didn't struggle with it up to that point, but we just got the wrong end of the straw there and threw the ball away. They scored on a layup, and then Czar ball again, still up by two, got fouled, missed the front end of 1-1. They got the board, went down the other end, got a pretty good looking shot at it, missed it. They got the rebound. That was very frustrating, and then put that in, so it's tied, and we didn't have much time, 6 seconds and no timeout, so we couldn't set up anything, and then we didn't get a good shot off, and then in overtime, they took the wind out of our sails early. I think we committed a lot of turnovers in overtime, and that was the biggest thing in that game was, I think we had 30 turnovers, and if you're going to win on the road, we just can't cough the ball up that much, but it was pretty much given to us, and we just couldn't finish that game. It was a very frustrating loss, but I think we had to have to focus on the positive things and the way we responded. We could have lost by a lot more, so I'm proud of the girls for staying with that game. We just didn't finish it. So
it's a fascinating thing, and I've been watching basketball for a lot of years, and the difference between winning and losing, particularly on those close games. I mean, you play 40 minutes of basketball. In this case, you play 45. But it's, you can play 40 minutes, and, you know, I know arguably it doesn't come down to one or two plays because you've got 40 minutes in there. But at the same time, the difference between winning and losing is sometimes such a razor edge thing. I mean, it just comes down to that one big play at the end. And obviously, when a team gets on a nice winning streak, and in the GNAC, even if you're playing well, you know, not every game is going to be a blowout by any stretch of the imagination. But the difference between winning and losing are those little things. And obviously, right now, the team's just struggling with those a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we haven't been on the road at home for almost a month now, and it starts to weigh on you. It's real, real hard to win on the road in the GNAC, no matter how good you are, and you'll see that too with the top-ranked teams, the SPUs, the Western Washington, and Anchorage. They don't blow anybody out when they're on the road, and for us, we are struggling a little bit with some of the details, and I think we'll have a good week of practice. You know, it's nice to have almost a week off as far as games. The girls have a lot of homework to do, and it's the beginning of the semester. There's a lot of things outside of basketball that are going on that are maybe keeping us from being our best, but that's our job as coaches, to have them prepared. And I really think they'll put their best game forth against Anchorage, but the small things definitely count. You can add those up. I know we were being out-rebounded by almost double figure. Actually, we were being out-rebounded by about 15 in the first half against Nampa, and that's not acceptable most times, especially on the road. So that's a little thing as well.
I know one thing, though, the maturation process, and you talked about rebounding, which I know would have been a concern there, but Kayla Ryan, my guess is, had you even been able to win that Northwest Nazarene game despite the loss to Seattle Pacific. My guess is she probably would have got pretty strong consideration for a GNAC Player of the Week. I mean, she's just starting to put together some real phenomenal numbers. She's got a nice string of good games going.
Yeah, you know, Kayla needs to come out of this week feeling very confident. It's hard to be happy with yourself when your team has lost two games, but I've told her throughout that she really stepped up and had a big game against NNU. Gosh, we tried to get her the ball as much as we could. She was just on fire. She hit a three. She got some boards. She had nice defensive possessions as well. So she's starting to figure it out, I think, and it's a good thing. And I don't want to say too much to her and break the streak, but also at SPU, you know, they're a big team, and she stepped up and did some nice things. They're very physical as well. You can tell that they work out hard, but yeah, Kayla Ryan had a great weekend for us, and I know she knows that, so I hope that she continues, especially against Anchorage, where they have an All-American post player. So it's going to be a good test for Kayla Ryan this week.
When we take a look at the Seattle Pacific game, obviously, you know, of all the teams I've seen come into the Yellow Jacket gym this year, Alterwitz, I was most impressed with them. That night was actually a really good game, and I thought the score was very deceiving because you guys got off to a great start, and it was just so close, and they were able to kind of pull away in the second half. A good shooting team. This was a game where your point total was substantially less than normal. Was that a product of being on the road? Did they do some things to cause you some problems? Were you just struggling? What was kind of going on there? Was just a combination of things?
Well, if you look at SPU statistically, and this goes with Anchorage and Western Washington, the top teams, they don't allow very many points per game. I think Anchorage is allowing 45. SPU is probably around 50. And that's why they win games. They have great defensive ball pressure. They're right up on you, and if you don't make a strong move to the basket, you're just going to turn the ball over. And she mixes up her defenses really well. I don't know how long Coach Van Beek from SPU has been there, but I know she was at NNU for a while, and she's been around coaching world for a while. And I think she's pretty focused on defense. They run a nice 2-1-2 half-court trap, and they spring it on you at times when, you know, you don't score very well against that. And I've watched a lot of film on it, too, and I've seen her play Division I teams that couldn't score on that 2-1-2. And they also do a nice extended 2-3 zone. They have full court press. They mix it up, so they keep you guessing. And if you don't take care of the ball, they just score instantly off of it, instantly. Those turnovers around the three-point line are just instant layups for them, and we had too many of those. And it's probably a big reason why. And, you know, we did have some open looks. We definitely did, especially from the three-point line, and we just missed some shots. They were there, but, you know, that's always going to happen in a game of basketball. So you got on the road, you got to buckle down and play a little bit better defense, get on the boards a little bit harder, and win the hustle plays. And we just didn't have enough of the game, both games, to win. So that was a big difference.
When we come back, we're going to talk about this week's opponent, the top-ranked team in the country, Alaska Anchorage. The Yellow Jacket Coaches Show is brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholtz, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurant, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets & Company. We'll be back with the third part of the Coaches Show coming up.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
Talking with Natalie Visger, the third-year assistant coach for Montana State Billings, as the Lady Yellow Jackets get set to take on Alaska Anchorage this week. Undefeated in the GNAC is Alaska Anchorage, only one loss on the entire season. Natalie, there's kind of two ways of looking at this. One, you know, you guys are on a three-game losing streak, and you're thinking, oh, Lord, the last thing you want to do is have the top-ranked team in the country. At the other, on the flip side of it, and I'm sure this is the approach that Kevin and the girls are taking and yourself, is that, hey, this is a great opportunity to be a real springboard because they come into our home court, we pull off the upset, and, boy, good things are going to come of that.
Yeah, and we've seen Anchorage. Last year in Anchorage, we did a very nice job. We almost won that game. They hit a very long three-pointer, at least 3 or 4 feet behind the arc to beat us. And so there's some confidence there coming in from last year. The thing with Anchorage is the turnover in players is so large that you see so many new faces every year. And so with a lot of opponents, they don't play a lot of players, maybe eight opponents deep. And then you can scout individuals and know what individual tendencies are. But with Anchorage, the problem is that you have 15 players who can play, and he'll change the roster up every night, and you just don't know who's going to be on the floor and play so many different people. And so you can't really scout individually. You just have to scout team tendencies and what they do. And they're so good at what they do, especially defensively, that if we don't take care of the ball, we're going to struggle. But I know the girls are excited at the same time to have them here in Billings. That's a long trip, one of the longest trips for them, because they have two flights. And they play Anchorage on Wednesday, so hopefully they'll be a little tired. But and at the same time, he can't bring 20 people with him on a trip since it's a pretty expensive flight. But yeah, our girls, we need some sort of confidence booster. It would be great to really come out and play hard and see what happens. I know that you can't ever guarantee a win or a loss, but I know that they can control their effort. And that would be huge for us, huge win for us. And, you know, I think the more wins you accumulate as a great team, the bigger and the harder, I guess, the pressure is more pinpoint on having to keep that going. And I know I watched the Oklahoma-Tennessee game last night as well, and I heard Sherry Cole speak, and I know she's a good coach, and I didn't think Pat was going to get that number 1,000 win. And I guess that really good post for them, I don't remember her last name, but Courtney or Paris, right? Well, she was on 21 consecutive double-doubles. I'm not sure, but she missed it by a point, so she didn't get that. But that's a lot of pressure, to keep those going. And same thing with Anchorage. They're 20-1, 7-0 in conference. They've had some close conference games, and I think they're prime, but same thing. You got to come out with the best game that we have and hope that they don't have one of their best games. And so just got to keep your fingers crossed that way.
You talked about not turning the ball over. What do you see as the other key elements in order to have success against this very good ball club?
Well, we lost Jaton Metters to a little bit of an injury in Nampa in the first half. So, she's one of our senior leaders, senior point guard. She does really well in close situations with the ball. She makes the right decisions, and she hits free throws. And so we missed Jet in that game against NNU. And I'm not saying it would have been a different outcome, but I know I would have felt better if she was in there. And hopefully we have her back against Anchorage. She makes good decisions, and she takes care of the ball well, so that'll be a fact for us. But we got to handle their ball pressure and whatever defense they throw at us and find a way to score points, whether it's in some stuff off of turnovers from them, because our defense is pretty good too, and I think that kept us in the games on the road. So you just got to preach making the right pass, a simple pass, and just keeping your space with the ball. I mean, there's a little bit of an invisible line. If a player crosses that, you've got to be strong with it and just take it to the hole on a lot of defensive pressure, and we need to get better at that.
Yellow Jacket Coach's Show is brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins Family Restaurants, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. That's coming up Saturday at 7 o'clock here at Alterowitz as the Lady Yellow Jackets take on Alaska Anchorage. Natalie, thank you, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you, Ken, very much.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.